Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. We talk a lot about, of course, the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of that stuff, and just how it's paid for, right? And it's like the third rail of politics in D.C. You can't really talk about cutting it, but you can talk about what the state of it is, and that is the state of Social Security, the state of Medicare. Their trustees issued reports on all of this yesterday. We've got Janet Liriano with us this morning. She's a venture-backed founder. She's got a political mindset. She's a co-founder of Interu, which is a chocolate company. Am I correct about that, Janet?
That's right.
Congratulations on that, by the way. We love chocolate around here. Fantastic. So what did we find out in these trustee reports yesterday?
So we found out a few things. The first and most notable is that the insolvency for Social Security has been upgraded a year, but not in our favor. So we're looking at nearly a decade before Social Security won't be able to pay out 100% of its benefits. Several other things in that report, but the key takeaway is, you know, we've been talking about it now probably for two decades. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are going to have a payout issue through a whole set of compounding factors, less contributions year over year, higher costs on those payouts. So definitely cause for concern.
So 9 years from now, if I understood what you just said, Medicare can't meet its obligations.
Yes. And, you know, in the report and in the subsequent articles, there's different ideas that have been thrown around. And you said that perfectly. The third rail is Social Security. You know, maybe the contributions will need to be 83%, I should say, in the payout. So instead of the $2,000 per month that Social Security recipients receive on average, you'd be looking at something like $1,600 per month. And that has a real impact on everyday Americans.
Wow. I mean, I've often compared it to a Ponzi scheme in that you've got a number of people paying in, and now you got more taking out than are paying in. I mean, people don't like that description of it, but something's got to change. They've got to change for younger people, the age at which they can take Social Security. Maybe they do means testing. I mean, there has to be something they can politically discuss to fix this problem before we're mm-hmm. suddenly 9 years goes by and we got people that we can't pay.
Right. And there's something I'd love to say about what you said. We've got 9 years. Very few businesses. You know, I've built a factory. I employ dozens of people. I pay into Social Security. If somebody told me my business is going to run out of money in a decade, I promise you there'd be things that I'd do. And those two things would be make more money, or in the case, how do we increase the revenue for Social Security, or cut costs? And that's, we're still on time to do that. Do we lift the cap on what the payroll contributions are? What a lot of folks don't know is that right now it's capped at $176,000 in terms of how much of your income goes towards Social Security. So we can increase that so that there isn't a cap to how much is being paid in for some of these high earners. We can get creative about alternate forms of revenue. Funnily enough, automation and all of the wealth that we're creating here in the U.S., you know, that is a contribution on how many jobs will not exist in the future. But there's an opportunity to tax some of that AI automation, the data industry that has emerged off of everyday Americans. So I think Congress has the mandate and the power to get creative about how we can increase revenue. There's a limit to how much cost you can cut before it's a non-functional system.
Sure.
But there's no limit to how much revenue you can make.
Well, I think to your point, as a business owner, let's assume AI comes in and makes it possible for, and I'm not saying you're going to do this, to eliminate 10 of your dozens of people that you employ, because now that can be automated. Well, that's 10 fewer salaries that are paying into Social Security. And at some point, you're right, that's got to put an extra strain on the system.
Exactly. So we have, you know, a perfect storm of events that it's up to us as Americans who want to put our community, everyday Americans first. How do we solve that? So we're creating billions and trillions and potential wealth and efficiencies with AI and data. And look, we use some of those tools as well. But I do believe that it makes sense to create some tax structures that return that value back to everyday Americans, whether that's a direct contribution to Social Security or more. And Congress can act. I think Americans can demand more from all of their elected representatives on how are you tackling this issue? And it really boils down to two things: increase revenue, cut costs, and the revenue that we are collecting, how do we make sure that it's being efficient, right? That it's going to take, you know, help these seniors in their, you know, most vulnerable and important years.
Yeah, it's a great point. Janet Liriano, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck with your business.
Oh, thanks. Take care.
Yeah, absolutely. Inaru, INARU is the name of her chocolate company. She's got her own podcast and everything. Interesting. But she's right. It is the third rail of politics. Why is that? Why can nobody say, listen, folks, 9 years from now, we're not going to be able to meet our obligations anymore? 9 years from now. Now, with any luck, I'll be on Social Security 9 years from now. I certainly don't want it to run out of money, but I'm looking across the table here at Drew, who's many years away from getting Social Security. What position does that put him in? Either we're going to provide this or we're not. And it started out as a safety net that was never intended to be long term. And all these years later, people depend on it. It's one of the legs of the three legs of their stool in retirement. And we may not have enough money to fund it. And we cannot get any agreement on how to fix it in Washington, D.C., because people get voted out of office if they talk about any changes. It's just crazy. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Check Your Business with Nicole, and in other news, stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.